This is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
Yo, what's going on, homies? Another episode of the biggest show on these internets, on your radios, on everywhere. Okay, the big homies house. We got some homies in the building. Of course, Real Stallion.
You know.
Yeah, Blue Flames Finest in here. Of course, got Amanda.
Hello.
Representing
hello.
Magic City. Yeah, we got a real, just the strip club appreciation episode. Okay. And of course, had to bring back Clay.
What up, dog?
Love is blind, you know, still pissing everybody off on the internet.
Can't stop, man.
Can't stop. And maybe I shouldn't have said that. what was y'all talking about before I got in here? You said the conversation was real interesting.
I said that I felt like Clay got a lot of unnecessary hate on the show because I genuinely liked him. Like, I didn't like a lot of people on that show, but I feel like he got unnecessary hate. Mm.
Why do you think Clay got a lot of unnecessary hate?
I felt like you were true to yourself. I felt like you were becoming vulnerable. And I think when you started to become vulnerable, people were just like, they were attacking him for no reason. Like, and then what's her name? AD. Mm-hmm. When the scene where you guys were, eating or something and she was looking at you crazy, I was like, he's cleaning up. Like, what the fuck is the big deal?
I couldn't win, man.
I have OCD. I told my dude, I was like, I'd be doing the same shit. I stack it up. Like, I didn't.
Oh,
I didn't see a problem with it. And like, that was the whole thing on the internet. I'm like,
like both of you guys a lot, so the fact that it didn't end how everybody thought and wanted it to end, I think that, like,
that's a
lot of
one.
People did like her. I liked her too, but
yeah, she was cool.
Ultimately, I feel like she said, you were very true to yourself, and it didn't end how everybody wanted to end, so that just made people mad.
But I respect you for getting up there and saying,
that's
hey, look,
hard.
I'm not ready for this,
that's
because
hard.
A lot of people get up there, they probably would have did it, and some people probably got married just for, like...
Just say yes to
yeah.
not say no.
So yeah. I respect you for... I'm like, I said I fuck with that. Like, he was real about that.
Do y'all think people get married for aesthetics in 2024?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the pinnacle, right? So, like, if you're in a relationship and you want to get to the end goal, it's like getting married is a thing. I know people that use marriage as, like, almost like it's like a bragging thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. to talk down on single people, like, well, at least I'm married. It's like, nobody wants your marriage.
You don't even want it for real.
They say a lot, like, oh, you should have, what did they say in the comments on the Shade Room? Like, that was, like you said, they speak marriage, but guess what? I'm a dancer. I'm in the club. These married men are cheaters. Mm. So guess what? Ring or no ring, baby, you can get cheated on.
Well, you know what? Now you said that. What makes somebody a cheater though? Cause that I think it's only cheating if it's outside the confines of what you and the other person have agreed to, right?
Yeah.
So what if she know her husband like to go to the strip club every Thursday and rub on stallion big old wagon ass?
Well, we ain't
booty.
Talking about that. I be having conversations with these dudes.
Oh, you know that you.
I'm nosy.
What they be saying?
First of all, they be trying to take me home. Oh, you go to the A&B, and then I'd be like, I'm like, you be cheating. I'm nosy. Oh, yeah. I had one guy literally tell me, he was like, I cheat all the time. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, y'all don't do that. Yeah. Like, don't do that, because don't ruin your marriage for me, because I ain't been ruining nothing for you.
If he doesn't ruin it for you, he's going to ruin it for the next girl.
I'm not going to be the reason a girl crying at home. I swear I'm not.
Well, I mean,
I'm a girl's girl, for
she
real.
She probably is anyway. Like, damn,
I don't
my husband go to Blue Flame every
time. But going to the strip club is not cheating.
Yeah, it's not cheating. It's just fun.
It could be, though, to a woman who don't want her man around naked.
Yeah, yeah. Temptation.
Yeah. Hello, JoJo Alonzo, everybody. JoJo, JoJo. Stay less.
Jojo.
Yeah. Because, Mojo Jojo's taken already.
I like that.
Jojo, we was talking about, she said, what did you say about cheaters? You said these married men be cheaters?
Yeah, they be doing the same shit.
And these married men be coming and talking to me. They be like, yo, Clay, you did the right thing. Like, they be always telling me, pause when it comes to marriage. Like, they married men be making it seem like marriage ain't the fun thing to do. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't know.
Maybe they married the right person.
Yeah. I like the idea of marriage. But
I like it too.
Yeah,
but I'd be married.
But I also been single a long ass time, and
you kind of get used to it.
Yeah, I might want to switch up, but I don't know.
Nah, I might want to switch up. You ain't ready. Shut up.
Yeah, I might switch from being in the streets to be in a relationship. Yeah.
Kodak's not a not a street guy.
I'm a lover boy.
He's a lover boy.
Yeah, certified. The last person I talked to, which we definitely got, I'm gonna talk about that shit today. The last person I talked to says she never got that from me. But I'm like, I don't be like that with everybody.
Yeah, well, everybody doesn't get that side of you.
Yeah, I agree.
Everybody gets different sides of me, but unless you know me for real, you would think like I'm whatever you see that day. But because I'm also a nigga, I don't feel like I need to be friends with everybody.
I literally see Kodak every day.
He is a lover boy. He is a what is the word?
Asshole.
What's your sign?
Leo.
Oh,
Leo. He's a introvert.
Okay, yeah. I'm both. He's like, that's not pop. Yes, it is.
Like an extroverted introvert.
Yeah, people don't believe me. I'm like, I'm outgoing, I'm out in public. But when I'm at home, please don't call my phone.
No, he's the complete opposite.
I am a texter. Text me before you call me.
He don't want to be out. He don't want to talk to you.
Right.
Like, he don't care about nothing you got going on.
Because you're so friendly.
I am friendly.
When you're in like an environment like this, it's like, okay, you know, he'll talk. But if he out, he's...
And if I can feel your motives aren't really like...
He's in the cut somewhere. Yeah. He's literally in the cut, chilling, eating something.
If I can, if I feel like you trying to like finesse me for something... What you say, Nick? If I feel like you're trying to work your move on me, I'm gonna be stiff on you. Because further, I'm not green. I know what's going on.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
But, yeah, let me talk about this situation that only Judge Alonzo knows about. So.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh.
I was talking to this girl.
Oh, I'm going to go next.
Huh?
I'm going to go next. Remember mine?
No, I don't, but we can talk about that, too. I need y'all opinion on this. I was talking to this girl, and, you know, we had just started. We were talking because I just followed her on Instagram, and she put up this note and was like, man, I miss the DNA dripping out me. And I was like, oh, wow. Shit. Bitch, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. You were on that type of time.
I'm gonna use that line.
So
I like that line.
Yeah, I did too. That's what caught me. So we was talking freaky and kinky for like a few days or whatever. Then I started to realize this motherfucker really a vibe, low key.
Mm-hmm.
She really a vibe, but it's dumb. I just got a relationship, and then that's one of my cardinal rules: don't talk to nobody just got out of a relationship.
Yeah,
because they not really out that relationship yet.
I don't know if you. That's not true. If you're trying to move forward with somebody, potentially you would tell them, like, I just got out of a relationship. Like, that's basically me telling you, look, I just got out of a relationship, so that means I still got my ex on the side.
Exactly. So why would I talk to somebody who
can go back
to something familiar?
I kind of did that. Well, not kind of, I did. But I left it alone. Once I leave, I'm done. Because you had
Everybody not like that.
You had your chance.
Here's the situation that I felt like it was. What it is this nigga did something to piss you off, and then you mad at him, so you want to show him that you can do better.
But then you go
out in these streets, and you feel like, ain't shit out here. You know, you just go back. It wasn't even that bad what that nigga just did.
Oh, man.
That's why I don't really like normally do it. But I did. No, I pursued it. So we talk. The more we talk. So we talking like... combined like hour here, but we end up like 5 hours on the phones, but like damn near every day.
Mm-hmm.
So a week ago, I feel like my trial period was up.
Oh God.
So I think I overreacted. I made an emotional decision. Da, 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 da. Mm. But like 2 days before that, she had hit me with the late night call, like 2 a.m. Drunk. And I'm trying to be lover boy, Mr. Respectful and shit. She was like, "Let me see how much your Uber is over there." Like, "Nah, baby, nah, don't do it. I don't want to rush it. I don't want to go too quick.
You're drunk. I don't want to take
it. Yeah, you drunk. I want to take advantage of
you." Mind you, she's painting this picture to him that like she likes him.
Yeah.
You know, she wants to get to know him.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I fuck with you.
Yeah, like on that type of vibe.
Okay, feeling the same way. Like, okay, like, if I do it too quick,
I'm gonna be like, I already got my woman. You feel me? So I'm like, I wanna show her I'm not that type of nigga.
That sounds like that's what she wanted though.
Wait, right.
There's more.
I was gonna say, there's more.
That's why I had to put that in there. So that
maybe happened like Wednesday night, Thursday morning. So Friday come around and she start to, you know, say certain things. I'm like, you want to go back to this nigga, huh?
Mm.
So then a whole bunch. I call her toxic because I felt like that shit that she did to me was toxic, right? Like, how the fuck
she
you gonna tell?
She was gaslighting you, or like, yeah, like it was gaslighting.
How you gonna tell me? Oh, why couldn't you meet me later in life, or why couldn't you meet me earlier? Why I just got out of something? Da, 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 make it seem like you like me, bitch. Like, so.
I've used those words before.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking toxic. Fucking toxic.
That was in the past.
I'm the type of person, I can call you toxic, but I still hit. Like, yeah, I'm not going
to
be like.
But you also got to understand, too, that like when a woman is just trying to fuck, sometimes she's not going to just say that. Like, sometimes she's going to paint the picture like that she likes you.
But she wants to get to know you.
Because she don't want to come off as
after the fact. You know. Because, and one of the things that she said that helped drive that point home was, I feel like once I realized it wasn't going to be anything serious,
yeah.
it I was like, you know, I still like you and I still want to experience every part of you. That's how I verbalized it. And she was like, you mean like personality or sex? I was like, shit, both. Because you cool and you fine as fuck.
Yep.
So she was like, ah, yeah, that's cool. That was like before I called her toxic.
Okay. Right.
So once she called, once I called her toxic, she's like, you know what? I don't want to be with anybody who thinks I'm toxic. I'm like, bitch, you said your friends call you toxic.
Yeah.
That's how I kind of expected this shit to happen.
Uh-huh. Well, that's my type
then,
right there.
And then she activated the other side of Kodak. Block, 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 block. Everything. I blocked on every page I got. And my phone.
So basically, he blocked her because he's like, if you just wanted to have sex, you could have just said that.
Yeah, you could have just told me that.
Instead of like making that. Like, me if feel I like... want something, but like, everybody's not like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very truthful when it comes to me. So you, hey, this is what it is, and this is what it ain't. Like, don't try to convince me I don't want a relationship. I had somebody like that.
But
like,
I'm also the type of person, I tell you, like, you ain't got to...
My thing
you don't
is,
got a lot of me.
My thing is...
That's
is,
how I feel.
Sometimes, though, I'm going to keep it a buck every time. Like, I might not... just flat out be like, I want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
But if I do want to have sex with you, now I'm at the age to where I can't just be fucking on you.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, mm-hmm. something else has to come from it. Like, are you attractive? Are you funny? Are you cool?
Right.
Do you got some money? Like, these things are going to make me want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying? I can be saying all these things because I could be feeling it. Girls, some girls, I don't know about y'all, but girls fall in love like this.
Yeah.
Girl, I love him.
Yeah,
even on
do.
A date,
no, you know what it is,
him.
Though? That like, honeymoon phase is a motherfucker.
It is.
That honeymoon is. Phase is a motherfucker.
Yeah, let me tell. I got another. Yes. No, okay,
you want to get into your story?
Not that.
Which is
I have two stories.
I'm about to ask, like, I mean, damn, no. Like, you couldn't keep it going for a little bit. Sound like she was giving you some yank, like some good, you know, some good,
no,
good time
no, no,
and
no,
good
no.
conversation.
It could have.
She got mad that she
no,
didn't
no,
put
once
out
I,
that
once
night.
I, no, once I called right. her toxic, she got mad at me.
She got mad, okay.
And then
right.
you didn't give her none.
That was
she
an excuse.
You, she was drunk.
Exactly.
In the morning, you didn't give her none. You didn't put out. She
yeah.
got mad. She didn't like that.
Yeah,
yeah she didn't
she
like
was,
that.
And she was ready to pay for the Uber and everything. And I'm trying to be respectful. And then she was like, you know what? I was trying to rebound off this other nigga.
Yeah,
this nigga want to be in love and shit.
Mm.
And
yeah.
I got it after the fact. But I'm like, damn, bitch, you didn't have to do all that.
Because I'm sure you didn't have a situation where there was a youngin' that you might not really want it like that, but she kind of was like doing her thing and you kind of kept her.
I'm in a situation like that now.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but,
yeah,
I, but,
yeah.
I, but I told her that.
Okay,
I,
yeah, you
I,
kept
I told,
the real. Kept the
yeah,
real.
I told
put
you
it out.
Because,
yeah,
and
it.
Also,
yeah.
I feel like with her,
yeah.
and I know she's probably going to see this, she's such a good person.
Yeah.
She's such a good person, like, to the point where, like, 2 weeks ago, I was like, man, because she also tells me about, like, the dates that she goes on and
uh-huh.
shit. And I'm like, damn, like, these niggas are awful.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, you fuck with me, and I already told you we can't be, like, the circumstances in her life going on right now, that's not what I want.
Right.
But she's a great person.
Yeah,
so I feel like she's, like, really one of my best friends, even though we be fucking.
Yeah. Nah, I'm with you, bro. My best friends be the girls I'll be fucked too, so.
See, that's why I believe, like, men and women should be able to fuck their friends.
I mean, I
would not fuck my boy best friend.
Yeah.
Let me shut up. I would not, though. I'm going to just say that.
I have, actually.
Why wouldn't you do it, Miss Amanda?
Because it's hard to find, like, a genuine friend.
Mm.
So when you cross that line sometimes, like, unless it's, like, a really mutual thing, like, I don't know, it gets very gray.
But
I think I get what you're saying.
I think that's why I work with us, because it's mutual. Like,
I mean,
and I'm not going to be the type, I'm going to go next, but I'm not the type of person, I don't like miscommunication. Like, the only time I won't communicate is when I've already communicated enough.
Mm.
So, yeah.
When you say friends, like, you know who's your real, like, male friends and who's, like, your friend. Like,
it's a friend and it's a friend.
Well, I'm saying, yeah. You're just fucking somebody. Like,
no. I don't think you're my friend.
No,
yeah,
friend.
I don't think you're my friend.
It's somebody you're, like, sleeping with. That's not a friend.
Yeah, I'm going
to
pay with
the
you.
The older
yeah.
I get, though, I feel like it's harder to make, like, genuine connections and have friends. So, like, a lot of times when I find, like, a female friend and she's attractive, most of the time my approach is not to be a friend. It's like, I'm actually getting at her, but then we kind of kick it. We might have had sex already, and I'm like, damn, this girl pretty cool.
Yeah.
And now she's solid. Like, I got a couple of homegirls like that where it's like we didn't cross that line, but it's like, all right, we communicated that this is not what it is,
yeah.
but we solid, but we already crossed that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Is the relationship still the same?
Like, I mean, we kind of went through that. Also, sometimes I think you got to go through great periods. Like, I feel like with your friendships, your family and stuff like
yeah.
that, like, sometimes you got to go through a little turbulence. Like, I think this generation, man, we want everything to go so smoothly, and that's not real life. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, you're going to go through ups and downs and stuff like that. So sometimes I think that, you know, going, if you could get by that gray area, then I make the friendship way better, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, she said she don't think that you can actually, and you said that too. I guess
my experience, I could not fuck my friend boys. If I'm fucking you, I like you.
You know why though?
I have friends that I call my brothers.
But
that's what I'm saying. There's certain,
I feel like you got friends like that too, because I wouldn't fuck you. And we've been working together for what, 4 years in January? Yeah, exactly. And everybody swear, because we got great chemistry. Everybody swear like, y'all be fucking? Like, no.
Right. Like, what? Why would y'all even think I would fuck Kodak?
Hold on now. But you see the type of women I be talking to. So no, don't even play me like that.
I do. I'm not thinking of. But I was gonna say, like, with not the yet. Guys and the friends and having sex and whatever. When you have a friend, you guys are cool. You said you would have to like him, right?
Yeah, like on a
right. But you said you would have to like. You would have to like him. Just hear me out. Hear my what I'm saying. So as a friend, you already have some type of mutual likings with each other. Okay, y'all get along. Y'all have a good time. You know, you vibing. Not a nigga fine as fuck. Okay, like. It's a chance that might happen. Like, it's, and if it does, it's also other people or women who can have that line to where it's like, okay, we had sex, but this ain't that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's wrong for you to want to do it again if you want to. Y'all are grown as fuck.
Yeah. If you really felt that, huh?
Yeah. Because if you could, because like he said, if you could communicate that, then there is no issue. I feel like there is no issue. Like, you telling me that just because you're my friend, I can't fuck on you? Why not? That's not fair.
I had a homeboy and he started like coming on to me and I was noticing it. I was like, damn, you're ruining it.
How long had you known him before that?
Probably about 7 years.
Damn.
We were real close. Like, he was coming to my house.
What?
Yeah, that's one thing.
But like,
7 years? And then, wow.
That's one thing about being in friend zone. You got to
I do think that he been feeling like that. Yes, I do. Like, I think when the door.
No way.
Damn.
When I left my situation, my little relationship, he was like, okay, boom. But I started noticing it. And I was like, no, I just couldn't do it. Because like, he was cool. Like, I'm like, you know, you.
That's
you
hilarious.
Know, but nah, I couldn't cross that.
One thing about
but
it,
I get what you're saying.
Back
for me, I guess it would be considered a friend, but I wouldn't even say a friend. I'd just be like, that's just like in my mind, I would just categorize it as somebody like
you fucking.
Maybe sometimes, maybe, you know, it
so
might
like,
happen.
Let me give you an example.
Cool,
there is this guy, once upon a time, we were friends, like super cool guy. Like, we hit it off every time. Like, that's my nigga, okay? And I had a boyfriend at the time. And then I found out he cheated. Mm. And so I went to my homeboy crib to talk to him about it. And I just was like, you know, he cheated with his ex-girlfriend. He did this. She calling his phone. Like, they fucked. Like, he had a baby on me. Mm. And I'm telling him this, and this was a long time ago, and as I'm telling him, I just was like, do you want to fuck? I was like, what? Like, do you want to have sex? He like, he not finna say no.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we ended up having sex, and it ended up being like some of the best dick I ever had in my life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So after that, we were still friends. Everybody knew us as friends. They've always seen us together. Like, they knew we were just friends. He told all his friends that we never had sex. Mm-hmm. I told all my friends that we never had sex. Like, that's just what it was. We still hung out in like out in public during the day. But when nighttime came, babe, we were sneaking around. I was going
screaming.
To his crib. Yeah. But we didn't even have to sneak. People knew that we was going over each other's
house.
Wait,
how long y'all knew each other?
Just, at that point?
Yeah, before y'all cooked up.
A year.
A year, okay.
Yeah. And then after that, me and him were friends after that for another 12 years.
Yeah.
But we were fucking, though.
I'm telling you, y'all, fucking your friend is fun. That shit is a fun-ass thing to do, man. It makes the relationship way better. I ain't gonna lie.
Now,
I think the only way that it could become a problem is if you think that you're still gonna be friends with that man while you're in another relationship. Now, that is where it's like, okay, now it's like you cannot be friends with this person anymore. Yeah.
Because, he can't even be in your life, huh?
He can't even be in your life.
I don't know about that either.
He can't.
Yeah.
If you start something
that's
new
disrespectful
and have
as
something
him.
Really deep with somebody else, you're automatically like, you already starting and giving trust issues.
Yeah.
This thing of, yeah.
But also, I feel it depends on honesty as well. And I feel like it may be different between for women and men.
Ain't
because
no dude trying to hear that.
Yeah,
hear me out.
Right, you that's dead. What's that?
No, one on one. But like, what if it's like a?
But why not?
Like, if I got a group setting, like a cookout, like I'm not gonna invite them.
But still, because the thing
are
is,
you inviting? Like,
yeah, you
are
you there too though. Like if it's communication.
All right, so hear me out.
Yeah, like I don't know, like.
Hear me out.
Yeah,
my answer is
so I had a situation like that before as well. Okay, I had a guy. We were friends. I was in a whole nother relationship. Had a guy. We were friends. But we had sex multiple times. But we were just friends. Like, I don't give a fuck what he was doing with whoever. He didn't give a fuck about what I was doing with whatever. But that was my homie. And we had good sex together. And that was cool. We communicated that. Well, we stopped having sex once I got into a relationship, obviously. That ain't too obvious these days. But obviously, I stopped dealing with other people. I was with him. And I had an event. And I invited the guy that I used to have sex with because he's my friend and he's a huge supporter of mine. And I fuck with him. I love him. That's my dog. So I'm like, I got this event. It's this major thing that's going on in my life. I want you to be there and like support me. Well, my dude was there. He ain't like that shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
So y'all and transparent about know. All the bodies y'all got though? I don't know.
So the thing is the guy was
person,
my friend. The guy was my friend too. Right. So he had already knew the guys that I was dealing with.
Yeah.
Okay. So the guy that I was dealing with that was my friend that I knew for 13 years that we were fucking for 13 years, we ended up dating after that.
Okay.
So he knew my entire life because we were only friends.
Yeah.
So once we started dating, he knew exactly who the nigga was.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
So it wasn't like I was just like, oh yeah,
double
I used to have sex with him. No, it was like, ain't that the dude that you used to? And I'm like, I literally didn't see a problem with it until he got mad and he left. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Like, why is you mad?
But I feel like even if sex isn't involved, because I had a situation where I had like my best friend in like 10 years. I got into a relationship. And, you know, they both, like, he was feeling some type of, it was like,
Wait. The best friend felt some type of way?
Well, yeah, because it's like, you know, you get in a relationship, you start falling off. You know, you're not calling as much. It wasn't on purpose. It's just like, I'm into this new situation.
Just friendship jealousy.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, you know, but he's always been there for me. So I was like, okay, you know what? Y'all got to meet. At 4th of July, I made them meet. They exchanged numbers. They started hanging out. So I was like, okay, now we can all be as one. You know, so
I'm not being friends with somebody my dude used to have sex with.
No, I didn't have sex with him.
Oh. Okay.
But you just talking about...
I said without sex being involved,
you talking
still
about this friend jealousy. I feel like
that's insecurity.
I don't think that's insecurity, though, but like, you're not about to keep hopping in and out my life, bitch. Like,
we talked like every day. Like we talked almost every day. He like helped with my daughter. Like we had like our bond is like this.
Okay, I think I
so it's
it.
Like when I just stopped talking to him, you know, I would feel type of way. I ain't gonna lie. Because because it's funny because, you know, 10 years later, boom, he gets a girlfriend and all of a sudden I'm like, fuck. So now I see how it feels. So I get it. And I ain't gonna lie, I was hurt. I was like, damn, we was like this. Now you got a girl.
I did. Okay, yeah.
Damn, so how do you get over that?
Well, you know what? He started dating my best friend.
Oh, yeah,
my girl best friend. So it was a whole situation. I'm not, they're going to watch this. So I'm not going to talk about that. It was a whole situation, but.
Are they still together?
Yes, but our relationship is done, me and him.
Oh,
and it hurt my heart. Oh. They really did.
Wait, hold on.
What about you and her?
We fell out too.
Why?
We fell out, but we're back cool, but it's not how it was. Because
what was the issue?
She doesn't know, but he was telling me a lot of things behind.
Oh, okay.
This nigga was chatty too.
But he was
friends with both of them.
You know, that was like his first relationship in however long. So, you know, he would call me and it just, I was just in the middle of stuff. And just, I think it was some jealousy going on. Like, I don't want him, you know. And
he's just calling you to vent, but then
it started to get really messy. Yeah. And then it came to a point where he had to choose. And But I mean, me and the girl, we like after a year, we're cool. But it's not like the same. Like we would never hang out again. But we cool. I just was close to her shit the other day.
I got a question for everybody. What's worse, a friendship breakup or a relationship breakup?
I say relationship. Fuck a friend. I'm just playing.
I say that too.
Yeah.
Friends. I ain't
say
gonna lie.
Relationship.
I think relationship. Yeah.
Yeah, because
people
a friend,
be depressed.
Like a friend is a friend, and a good friend is supposed to be there forever, no matter what happens. So,
I can get over a bitch, but it's one of my dogs that did some dirty shit from like, damn, it's going on 10 years ago. I'm still fucked up by that shit. I'm like, and I say that because you didn't have to do that shit.
Yeah, it just
have y'all had a talk?
No, we talked, but we ain't never like, it was some pure hate shit that he did. But it's also like, you're mad that you lost a friend, but at the same time, if he was grimy, you would rather see that shit when it didn't cost you nothing to see it.
Yeah. I feel like personally, like a relationship breakup hits different. It hits worse because when you're in a relationship, you trust this person on a whole different kind of level than you trust your friend. Like, you trust this person with your heart, with in a more intimate way. Like, I'm having sex with you. I'm being my most vulnerable self with you. Like, I do that with you that I don't do with my friends.
Yeah, they get a different part of you.
And then if you betray me, like, that shit just hits totally different because I trusted you with my everything. Mm-hmm. My friend is like, you know how they are. They might do this every so often. If you fuck me over, it's just going to be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna be like,
and
damn, why did you did
what the
that?
Friend did, though. Like, yeah. I agree. I think a relationship breakup is worse, but it also, like how he said, if you have a really good relationship with somebody, it's like, why would you do that? You my dog.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's very revealing. So
yeah, and sometimes you need that.
You need it. Mm-hmm.
And you never know, like, sometimes, like, for instance, if, like, say this looks like from a sports perspective, right? I'd rather, if I'm a nigga that's going to the league, I'm 5'7" football, I'd rather have my day one nigga cross me when in high school than when I get to the NFL.
Yeah,
The stakes are a lot lower in high school than it is going pro.
Yeah.
Whereas in life, if you had a low, not low level, but if you like, you know, if you're attaining to do higher things and greater things in life, mm-hmm. I'd rather it happen in the beginning, which is what happened with me and this person, than it happened like now. Because, you know, if she know how I am with my friends. If we friends, I'm bringing you in all the rooms with me.
That's
I'm introducing you to all my people. Yeah. I'm always trying, like, what can we do? Friend, like, shit, what? How can we make this shit happen? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody that I work with, everybody I'm cool with, I'm going to try to put on.
Yeah.
So if a nigga cross me now, he done already reaped the benefits of fucking with me.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got to really tell everybody, look, this motherfucker is flawed.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's why nowadays, like, I don't even be that, oh, this my friend, oh, this my associate, this my colleague. Like, you got to let people in just a little bit.
Yeah. We got to go through.
I have a horrible track record of fucking friends.
You know, me too.
I don't get it because I show up. I'm there. Yeah.
But that's how they
you
are.
You call me at 3 a.m., I'm pulling up.
I had a best friend in college. So when I had the boyfriend and I was fucking my friend, she was the only person that knew.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, my friend, the guy who I was fucking, he didn't tell nobody. He didn't tell none of his friends. Like, everybody wanted to know. Like, you fucking JoJo? Like, bro, like, no. Like, he literally told his best friends, like, no. I was the only one that told my best friend I was. This bitch ended up telling my boyfriend's teammate that I was cheating on him. She made up a whole different thing. Like, she came up with a whole lot of shit. Some of it was true. but most of it was a fucking lie. And she was pillow talking with the dude. He ended up going and telling my dude. My dude fucking exploded. He had a whole scene on campus to where, like, he almost got expelled.
Damn.
And we were, like, told we can't be around each other on campus or that we were both going to be expelled. Like, it was a whole fucking thing. I tried to beat this bitch ass every chance I got. Every time
betrayal.
I used to sit outside of her fucking classrooms and wait for that bitch to come out. She used to have, like, homies. She didn't even have a lot of friends. But the crazy thing is that she betrayed me. That was the first
time.
I would never.
What I know about you, I believe you did all that shit.
Yeah.
I did.
And more.
But that's I would never forget that she betrayed me the most because when I met her, we became friends because she had nothing. The bitch didn't have shit.
Yeah.
She was on campus staying with somebody that I knew because she was trying to figure it out. She had fell out with her family. She had no clothes, like nothing.
And that's what burns the most.
Hold on. I let her move in with me. Mm. I got her clothes. I got her back good with her family. Like, it was a whole lot of things that I did for this girl, and she just went and just blindsided me with this shit. Granted, I was cheating, but bitch, you ain't have to tell my nigga, like, facts,
but
wrong
like
with
that's
you?
Betrayal in any sense. Like, I almost feel like with friendships, we never really have a conversation with our friends like, hey, this is the boundaries that we don't want to cross.
Damn.
And if you do cross that, then hey, we're not gonna be friends anymore. Whereas like relationships, you have those conversations and stuff like that.
That's
so
important. That's
betrayal, true. Betrayal is gonna hurt regardless. I feel like with friends, like you could fall out with a friend just because you elevated them differently. Mm-hmm. They might be going on a different path and stuff like that. But you could always kind of get back or like have a conversation or maybe even reassign a seat,
like,
where it's like they ain't
it's
even
not
that
a
space.
Friend, oh right.
Yeah.
It's just a friend distance.
Little distance. You know
realignment.
Yeah. Well, but you know, in a relationship,
once
though,
I'm turned off, you're dead.
But that's what I'm saying. Relationship. That's how I be in relationship. Like when you break up, sometimes like you don't ever talk to that person, hear from that person again. It's like, damn, I was talking to you every day.
Yeah.
You was my best friend, and just because we maybe didn't see eye to eye on a certain topic or something like that, now I don't got you in my life at all. Like,
but that,
you know what
that
mean?
That's why, like, I, when I think, like, just going back to the story I told at the beginning, that's why, like, damn, because I really do not spin back on nobody.
Me neither.
No,
because, they always come back at me.
I don't spin back on no, like, man. I'm going to tell this shit now, but man, my own father's been trying to get back in my life.
Oh, yeah?
I'll talk about that on another episode. Yeah. I showed her the text 2 days ago, but I'm like, nigga, no.
I don't even know you.
Nigga, because, like, and I felt like that shit was going to happen. Like, it's a whole nother thing.
That's a whole thing we'll talk about.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't, and maybe that's where it started. I don't want people to, like, if you cross me, you knew you crossed me.
It's
not
a revolving door.
Yeah, it's not. It's
not.
It's like
for you to come in and out.
Yeah,
you
like
do
no.
You
so even
you better do it right the first way, friend or man. I'm
telling
you.
Like even like what you were saying, like
we can
you know, we hit a bump and pass. No, like you knew you crossed me, and maybe it's something I need to go to therapy about. I don't know, but no, maybe. Ain't no coming back.
I think you just Damn, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know, man. I just don't think life is so black and white like that. I think there is like little wiggle room. But I feel if you cross me, it's like betrayal. That can't be tolerated in any sense. So you always gotta check betrayal. But like, I don't know, man. Some people just don't be thinking the same way we be thinking.
Some people panic.
Yeah, they panic and shit like that.
When
I
end up talking to the girl, like after
the one you
want
to beat
years,
up?
Yeah, after years.
Did you beat up?
I tried to, bro. She ended up transferring. She ain't no transfer.
Oh, she fucked up.
Terrorism. Yeah. That's no, for real. No, dead ass. Like, she knew because she was my friend. So she knew, like, I was about to beat her ass. She knew it. But after a while, she, a couple years later, she, like, reached out and, like, told me that she was, like, jealous of me.
I knew that when you said it from the first time.
Right. That's where it be with friends. Hell yeah.
And I'm like, jealous of me to where you want to tell my nigga that I'm fucking another nigga, like that's fucked up.
That's crazy. Yeah.
You didn't see that post on Spiritual World? I think it was Spiritual World, and the girl, she went to her friend's birthday dinner. And her friend was like, "You're overdressed."
Oh, and she wasn't even overdressed. She
first
just looked tacky.
I was thinking that, but I didn't. I'm not like a comment hater, but I was thinking it.
I'm trying not to be.
But it's like, you just like it. You do shit for fun. I already see you. You just like
it's a method for everything.
But I'm like, I want my bitches to be bad. And bitch, if you feel like she overstepped, you need to step your game up, honey. Because
how do you deal with friendship jealousy, though? Because I feel like everybody in here doing things where you start to feel that energy.
I'm too genuine and too nice. So
I actually had to cut somebody up like that.
I have to distance myself, and it's okay.
One
like,
of my girls.
It's no problem, but just stay on that side.
Like even if shit is small as support. Like I feel like with me, support is like,
it's major.
Major.
It is.
It's major.
You get more support from random people than you do your own fucking people around.
And if you say I'm your friend, support me.
I shouldn't have to ask you to repost anything that I like, my video or a flyer, or I shouldn't have to. People don't have to ask me.
I'm be honest.
I see it, it's reposted, whether I like it or not.
I have way too many friends. I got way too much other shit going on. And to be completely honest, I don't even like posting the shit that I post on social media to repost anything. So if my friends are basing my friendship based off of if I'm reposting your business.
No, it's deeper. It's deeper than a repost.
Yeah.
I could be, if I sell flowers, oh, hey, I know a girl sell flowers. Oh, here's, like, it's deeper than a repost.
Yeah. Like,
or at least acknowledge that.
Yeah.
You see what I got going on.
Like how you just said, you put people in rooms, right? I do the same thing. When I be, like, I've been on my little content journey. I've been doing a lot of podcasts and all that.
JoJo said,
hey,
I do that shit too much.
Well, hey, homegirl, come with me. Right. Like,
I know I be putting folks in rooms too much.
When I said that?
You implied it.
But no, I'm like that, so. I mean, I'm just like, I'm big on reciprocation. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, me too, but I was just saying, if you're going to judge my friendship based off of, like...
That's minuscule. That's small.
And then, no, man, yeah, it's deeper than just that. Yeah, yeah. Now, that's crazy.
I mean, and then again, like, I wouldn't even know what that would even look like. My life is so busy. I got so much shit going on. I have two kids. So, like, and work. I got too much shit going on. So, if you're going to judge... Like, but I check on my friends. How are you? How you doing? You good? But how's your mental? Like, yeah, we talk for hours, like, kind of thing. But if you're saying I don't support your business, it's just like...
I feel like that's a problem if you don't do anything else. Like, if you're not supportive, you don't reach out to me, you don't come to my events, and if you huffing and puffing, I tell you to put some shit on your story, what the fuck is you here for?
Yeah. Like I said, it's deeper than...
It's not just that. It's just the lack of support.
But some people
as a
in
whole.
General, not, no, some people
not my
think
business,
that.
Like, support me as a friend, like, be a friend.
Mm-hmm. I had a friend be mad at me because I didn't post her for her birthday. On social media.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's petty.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, that's
childhood. I know somebody said they don't post nobody for that exact reason. Cause
yeah, I know
sometimes
like, that too.
Like I
yeah. Everyone feels that. Everyone feels obligated.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. One year I might not. I mm-hmm. still yeah. love you. I texted you. Mm-hmm. I tried to at midnight.
Yeah.
Like.
Cause I posted somebody to my story today. It was her birthday, and I ain't even do it because like we were super cool. She was looking good as fuck on her birthday.
Yeah.
Like I know her.
Yeah. Yeah
but
yeah.
I ain't talked to her in a minute. But yeah, damn, yeah. bitch, you look good. Happy birthday.
And then I also feel like this too. Like we're grown. If you want me to promote your shit or if you want me to post your shit, tell me that. Don't expect me to do it.
I think it can go both ways.
Well, it can, but see, with my platform, like I'm on the radio, podcast, I'm hosting all these different events and things like that. People, not saying my friends got to pay, but people are paying for that.
Yeah.
That is a business.
But you also support your friend like Dakota. Like,
oh, exactly.
When I asked Dakota, unique shit rapper in the city, and we had her up here for, like, we've been supporting Dakota for a minute.
For sure.
So, like, and I got this thing on Sunday that I'm doing, Be the Delete, for new music. I was like, yo, send me Dakota shit. She sent me her shit in like 15 minutes. You feel me? So, like, that's what a friend should do. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't no pushback. It's like, what's this for? Yeah.
I fuck with you, I promise you. Whatever you got going on, I'm going to push it. I'm going to do that. But, like, people take that social media stuff way too far, yeah. especially if we're influencers on the social media.
That's fucking
true,
too.
World.
And I'm glad you said that. Folks do got to pay. Like, we not locked in. Like,
yeah, that's hell yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, you got to tell me.
And what do
you hey, post this. I wouldn't mind doing that. Because I know that, I'm sorry, you can finish. But I know people be sending y'all shit, sending y'all their stories, or sending y'all their reels, and it just be sending
their
DMs.
Music.
Their music.
Yeah. And you just be sitting there, and you just look at it, and you just be like, okay. You know, but there are some people who do that, and I click on it immediately, and I engage with it, because people need more engagement. And mm-hmm. I know that you need engagement, so I'll do that. But if you are my friend, and you want me to engage in your content or something, or you want me to post it, or you want me to share it, then say that. Because I've done did that a couple times. It's like, there's this video that I do want, like, this company to see that I have engagement. So I'll send it to my homegirls and be like,
yeah,
comment. I'd be like, comment and like for me, please.
Yeah, and if you don't do it after that, now I'm feel like you hate for real. Yeah. That shit was simple.
Like, yeah. It's like, this shit is great. Just do it real quick.
This shit is
you can
this
put
shit
any
is,
emoji.
This shit is
like,
easy.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me?
I like it.
But see, I'm gonna ask you to do that. I'm not gonna expect anybody just because you have any platform or just because you have like I have a whole nigga who can open up doors for me to do what I really want to do. And I feel like he should because he's my nigga. Like, what the fuck? Why not? But I don't, just because you have that position, I shouldn't feel obligated to be like, oh, I should be doing this because you're doing that. No, fuck that. Nobody should be feeling like that. And that's the thing. Like, when people get certain, people just be expecting. Friends, too.
Yeah.
They expect that
family.
Shit.
Family.
Family, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get started.
So what do y'all think about, like, the people who, let's say you get a haircut or you get your hair done and they want to take a picture of you, but they ain't paid for no promo.
They already do that.
They do that anyway. Yeah.
So
but
do
y'all
allow
them to do that.
I mean, but
yeah, let's ask him because he's in the limelight.
I just do it because I already know my perception. If I start telling people no, they're gonna be like, "Oh, he is an asshole." So I'm like, I just
fuck
take
that.
But you know, my
fuck
mind,
that.
You know, my
I will
mind
be that.
My mind is sometimes too. Like sometimes you just look out. Like
I
believe, like black business, right? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people, we all trying to make it.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what? It won't hurt. Go ahead. Like I done did a lot of free promo from bitches. Like I done got free services.
Like, even one time, I got my hair done. A celebrity hairstylist. It was my homegirl's friend. I knew her. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna support her. It was really expensive. It was $900 for the wig and the install. And I had to blur my hairline to upload a picture because she didn't do a good job.
Right.
And then she still asked me to send her those pictures. I was so mad. I was so mad.
Okay.
I had to go back the next day for her to refix my hair because it was so terrible the first time.
But she was just pressed for the repost.
And she just wanted the repost. It was a pretty picture, but I had to blur my lace.
Yeah, do some extra work.
If I get my hair
done. It was a Photoshop picture that you want to put on your page for promo.
You're not being authentic.
Okay, celebrity stylist. Like, I wouldn't go back to her. You could keep the $900 and your little fake ass pictures that I had to Photoshop for you.
If you're charging me, I ain't doing
your job. Yeah, that's different.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If these people are giving you a full, they're charging you full price and say, hey, can you, I want you to post this promo on your page.
No, hell no.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, I done did shit for free.
I thought you meant, like, if I'm just walking around, people gonna take pictures.
If they
want to take a picture with me, they just did my hair, and they want to take a picture of me and put it on their page, I have no problem.
Yeah, that's cool.
But if you charging me full price,
and you
want me to post it, I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'm not doing that because, like I said,
I was so mad.
Now, and it also depends. Like, if you're just a regular ass motherfucker and you ain't got shit going on, then it's just kind of like,
I know you.
What you mean?
Like,
I'm saying,
like, you're not even an influencer.
You're not an influencer. You're not athlete. You're not an artist. You regular, degular, schmegler ass motherfucker.
And they get a service and don't want to.
And yeah, and they're like, I ain't posting your shit. Like, okay, like, I mean,
I also feel like people only ask that. From what I've seen,
I'll take that back. I ain't gonna say if you a regular dick ass person. I'm gonna say if you actually get paid from your social media, and someone asks you to do something for free and charge you full price, that's some bullshit.
Yeah. Now I agree with everything y'all saying. That's why I said I'm glad you brought it up. Like, if they charge you full price, because that is the caveat. What are you about to say?
After you finish, I'll say it.
Yeah. Don't try to charge me for a shirt and then say, hey, can you post this shirt on your... No, I'm not... I made this motherfucking shirt. Yeah. How about that? I paid for it. I made this motherfucking shirt.
Or don't come to me with your shit and be like, yeah, here. I want you to listen to this. I want you to take this. Please. I want you to have it. I want you to promote it. Okay, bet. That'll be $20.
Yeah, no. Also, artists. Artists need to hear this shit, too.
They do.
Everything costs. I promise you. Even me to listen to your shit. Like, give me your feedback, nigga. That's a consultation.
Yeah.
that's a consultation.
No, it is. Not it really is.
Everything. Because what you want? You want me to tell you that's five?
Y'all don't understand.
And I could really give you a strong breakdown.
My opinion costs. If it didn't matter, you wouldn't have came
You
to
would
me
not
before.
Be asking. So, artists, all this shit costs.
And to the brands, too, man. These brands be trying to make us do the most without paying as well or giving us the dollars that
they want
we
you
to
go redo some shit 30 times.
Well, yeah, oh do like five God, videos, man. Fashion Nova be asking to be some outlandish prices and like trying to make you do the most. I'm like, damn, Fashion
Nova. No, Fashion Nova make you do the absolute most.
Oh, 10 videos for like 1,000. Like, what?
The Fashion Nova influencers, I follow a few of my homegirls do it. They have to make a lot of content.
They hate it.
They have to make
that would too.
People don't realize how strenuous an influencer schedule is. I feel like
they think it's so easy.
Like, we make this shit look good. Oh my God, all you gotta do is you taking pictures, you talking to people. Nigga, you know how many fucking interview clips I don't have weekends no more.
Yeah,
I don't have any days off. The days, the Saturday, I edit a video, the full video that takes like 8 hours. And Sunday, I do the social clips. I'm working on this shit all day. I don't have free time.
That's how I feel with, like, my YouTube. It might take me, like, a week to do
this video.
And then
you got to post the shit.
And
then
you got to have, like, production. Like, okay, this is I'm going to do this scene here, this and that. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
That's a lot of time.
And, like, even with this video, I'm probably going to do the full video, then do, like, the mini videos, then do the clips, then do the YouTube shorts, YouTube clips. It is a fucking
lot. It's a full-time job.
And then here you come talking about, can you post this shit?
Yes, motherfucker, because it took 8 hours.
No, I get it. I agree. It's a lot of work behind it. And like when I vlog and I was traveling, I'm trying to enjoy my motherfucking trip. I can't enjoy my trip because I got to prop the camera up every fucking step of the way. So I was like, oh.
Influencer life is not easy.
That's how I take a break.
And then we try to hit all the like social app. Like, bro, I cannot wait until TikTok get canceled. Please.
No.
That is fuck that. That's one less app that I got to cater to.
I love TikTok. Listen, I'd rather be on TikTok than Instagram.
Well, one of the motherfuckers got to go. I'm sorry.
TikTok be having, I be up at 2:00 in the morning laughing.
Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Like, bro, it is a lot. YouTube shorts, it is a lot.
Yeah.
No, I'm is. Over it.
I'm ready.
Same. I'm so over it.
But
that
I think
shit.
That
and TikTok, I got the most followers on TikTok.
But
I got
on Instagram and Facebook, they have like options where you upload and this automatically goes on all your
it don't.
And sometimes like, it messes it up.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Like sometimes it'll like be glitchy or oh, okay. It's like some
the
weird
audio
shit.
Will be off.
The audio's
like,
off.
You need a render.
The music yeah. Ain't right.
I just take the video, go on every site, just copy and paste.
Thank God for ChatGPT. That because I've been using ChatGPT for my captions since I found out about it.
Oh yeah. I was gonna click and see what that was about.
No,
not AI.
But I heard
what?
I had seen some.
It's kind of scary.
I heard some video. They like y'all feeding it information.
I sell AI.
You are, but that's how it gets better.
Yeah. Yeah. I sell AI for my 9-to-5. Like, AI could pretty much get like your computer. It could take all your files and be able to structure all that unstructured data. Like you could make like templates from your information, your files. Like if you have a whole email chain, it could literally make a PowerPoint from that.
That's
like,
dope.
It could do anything. And like I'm talking about in like 2 seconds.
Oh wow. Check it out. Damn.
No, for real. Because you're saying, oh, it's going to have all your information. This is a computer.
No,
this
is.
Has all your information. So if your shit want
to
get leaked.
Answer they give
yeah,
me.
I had seen some green dot last night on my phone. I said, I'm like, Google, I said, what is this green dot? They like, they mean your camera is on. I'm like, I'm not using my camera. So I'm like, who is spying on me?
Who is this?
Oh, they spying on you. They already know.
That's like, oh, I like these headphones. Also, I get on Instagram, boom, the headphones pop up. I'm like, hold on.
I have something.
I had bought my boyfriend some Metaverses, the little Ray-Bans camera glasses.
Yeah.
And they just popped up on my damn tit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay, I had some.
So, hold on, Clay. Just read that.
All right. Clay Graves Sandy from Love is Blind 6 was engaged to Amber Desiree AD on the show. While they reached the altar, Clay ultimately said no to the marriage, citing that he wasn't ready for commitment. Throughout the show, he struggled with self-doubt and expressed concerns about whether he truly could show up as a husband, influenced by his own past experience and fear of infidelity. Given Clay's introspective nature and his desire to work on himself, a good celebrity match for him might be someone who shares a similar sense of self-awareness and patience. Celebrities like, I don't know how to
pronounce
her name.
I don't know how to pronounce her name either. The girl from, what's that show, Issa had?
I don't know about that.
Insecure.
Okay.
Oh, Issa Rae.
Yeah. No.
Yvonne,
the other girl.
Yvonne.
The Nigerian girl.
Okay. Known for her humor, intellect, grounded in nature, could complement his introspective and evolving personality. Both Clay and Yvonne seem to value growth and authenticity and could create a strong foundation. So you typed in chat.
I typed in, who's a great celebrity match for Clay from Love is Blind?
Damn.
And he gave me all that.
Damn.
They put that shit together, didn't it?
They don't even know what I like, man.
I have a question.
What's your question, Queen?
Can somebody ghost you because they like you too much?
Hell no.
I feel like my baby daddy would like that. No, I experienced that.
Doing
and he
too
told
much.
Me that he was like, he was running.
He like you too much?
He got scared when he started catching feelings for me.
Okay.
And he just disappeared. I was so confused.
That only happened when I don't really like him like that. Like,
all right, now hold on.
The only time that's happened for me, though, was when I wasn't prepared for.
Oh, yeah.
She was too advanced. Like, bitch, you lit. Like,
okay. So do you think as a man it's a such thing as ghosting someone because you're like, fuck, like, I like her. She got a lot going on. I ain't ready.
Nah, hell nah.
Or, shorty gonna ruin my life. She too toxic.
Nah.
Or she gonna have some real good vagina, and I ain't gonna be
getting
able to
ghosted
handle
because
it.
You're too toxic isn't a bad thing, nigga. That nigga like,
but
you're
I'm
toxic.
Saying is I'm saying is that a thing because I'm about to explain
not
this
ghosting.
Story and I'm so confused. Okay, ready? Boom.
All right.
So there was this guy that I was talking to. And we, like, hit it off. Like, it was the honeymoon phase or whatever, but we were talking on the phone for hours. Literally, like,
honeymoon phase
at a time. Not, like, out the day. Like, 8 hours on the phone.
I got a screenshot being on the phone for 16 hours.
How the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, you be moving around. Like, you could be moving around.
Yeah, he had
an
AirPods in.
Yeah, like, do whatever.
They
may
go to work.
Like, in the
way. We did not get. I have a screenshot I can show
you. Yeah, you can do that.
I was like,
goddamn. You're on a computer, you're talking shit. Like, it can happen.
It's definitely possible.
So, anyways.
Most of them
do. So, anyways.
Too.
So, we did that. We went on a date. We had a really good time. We was texting. Everything was great. We had a movie night. And he's like, okay, I'm going to call you when I leave my friend's house. Nothing. And I still haven't heard from him. And it's been like.
Have you had sex?
Mm-mm.
I don't know. My baby dad he said when we talked about it, we ended up like getting back together or whatever. He was like, he was scared. what's up with men and they get hurt one time and it's just like, but when do y'all get over
it? Ghosting, though?
Niggas do be lying.
But ghosting?
He probably had another girl he was talking to.
So somebody told me that, like, I got a home girl. I had a home girl that told me, like, bitch, he in a relationship.
Yeah, I probably did. Yeah,
I heard that. But to ghost?
Yes, nigga. Yeah, why I need to have a conversation with you? Because that's—I feel whatever like that's being—that's just being an adult. Hey, I don't like the way things are going. Da da da. Da.
Also,
like,
being an adult is me moving the fuck on.
You yeah, well, why you can't communicate? You think, that's the problem now. They can't communicate.
You
should be
communicating, but then you get upset.
I'm big on communication.
I'm not gonna be mad if I get. I've gotten ghosted before.
And you gonna probably feel
the most lit motherfucker I was talking to this year ghosted me.
You don't like it,
and you probably was like, "Damn, what I do?
Nope, shit happens. What I'm gonna do? Cry?
You ain't gotta cry, but you ain't feeling." Type of way. You gonna say it to me in front of type
of
way.
He did feel
if you really
way.
Like somebody and they just up and just stop talking, you gonna be like, damn.
We talked about it multiple times. He felt like, things type
of way. I feel like your situation.
I have not talked to you about her.
You talked about being ghosted.
I didn't tell you about the specific one.
You probably did and don't remember.
What you were saying?
No, I feel like her specific situation, he had another girl. And it don't even got necessarily
made
be
the
like,
best pussy win.
Yeah, it don't even got to be like that, like you, she was better than you. It's just, he probably was already hitting that. He probably
gotta
had like
right.
a pull with her.
Sex with you, but he gotta be
right. And like, it's not even, you know, you might be a better girl, but like the timing, like he's spending time with that girl. Like I remember when I was talking to like multiple women and I'd be mad consistent on a weekday, but I got a girl coming flying in for the weekend. Now, for everything I did for that week, I'm not consistent on that weekend because she watching me. Like, I'm not trying to be texting like when I got somebody with me and stuff like that. So
he be a number of things, the best but you never.
I think you should
know.
Talk to like one person, honestly. But
I used to feel like that after this last situation.
You like multiple?
I'm about to roster the fuck up.
It's hard to find.
Now she hurt your pole, huh?
Because bitch, if you just want to fuck, that's all you have to say.
Man, the older we get, though, man, it's hard to keep up with.
Wait, how old is everybody here?
I'm 34.
I'm 32.
30?
Oh my God.
Happy birthday, Libra! Hey,
I'm 32. I'm big on communication. Yeah. You do something I don't like, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. You do something I do like, I'm telling you. Like, what? I'm big on communication, I stand on that. If you cannot communicate,
just say that.
Get away from the fuck.
I should have had your method earlier in life.
Say you got
I'm really, I'm really strict as hell.
One woman man.
But I will say this though, I'm trying to. The thing is the reason why it's
all these women got multiple
niggas. But the thing is I don't have multiple niggas. But the thing is where's my? Who are my multiple niggas? Name them by their initials.
Name drop.
Initials.
Everyone don't got no multiple.
Initials,
I don't know her like this. I don't know, but I know
initials,
I don't.
The tall guy.
Okay, that's not one of my hoes. Next.
Is.
That's not one of my hoes.
Oh, come on. Yes, it is. Y'all just not talking right now.
It's not. Keep going.
The daddy.
Screaming. Y'all talk like us.
Baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'd be like, that's not one of my hoes.
Hefty nigga.
The KH.
Little Santa Claus.
Not KH.
You got I don't even know who KH is.
You got
is.
A roster, my
that's
girl.
He scored.
He scored.
You got the variety.
He scored.
Oh,
yeah.
God. I mean, you single, you can do you.
Just because you're not claiming these niggas today don't mean they're not your own.
And that's how women do?
No.
Like that shit don't even exist.
I just named four niggas.
No. That's this
my
is
friend.
The difference.
I'm dying.
Let me explain the difference.
You
the difference is these are old hoes.
Screaming.
Who got, like, other shit going on. Like, they're not my, like,
yeah.
They're not at my beck and call.
Who the fuck is going to be at a motherfucking beck and call?
My hoes.
Anyway,
ain't your eater on your beck and call?
That's different. She's loyal.
She's loyal. You are funny.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying is I don't like all
are
of
you
those
a cheater?
Guys have things going on. I used to be.
Okay.
But I'm not a cheater anymore.
Are you a cheater?
Nah, I'm too loyal. I don't like
Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't like people.
Right. Was you looking at me?
I was looking at you. I don't like people. So I'm not finna entertain more people if I got somebody who I'm locked in with. Yeah.
If I really like I'm loyal. I ain't
Where I wanna move to?
Wisconsin,
Wyoming,
Montana,
you're close. Yeah,
something like that. Iowa, yeah. Idaho,
I'm from
something.
Iowa.
I'm from
Iowa.
I don't want to be around nobody. So I definitely don't want to be around a whole bunch of bitches.
I don't
want to
be around a lot of dudes either. Like I think like They're now
headaches.
They want to like girls want to. Right now I feel like I want to be around a bunch of dudes because I don't have dudes that I'm gonna have fun with or do anything with. Like, none of them dudes are my hoes that you just named. Those are all old hoes who seen me and, like, hit me up and I hit them back. That's it. But somebody that I can just hit up and be like, hey, let's go get something to eat. I have nobody I could do that with. Or, hey, I do have somebody that I can have sex with, though. That's it.
You gotta have that.
Like, because then I'm gonna be out here.
Every adult has that.
I'm gonna be fucked up if I don't have somebody I'm gonna fuck.
It's, I ain't gonna lie. It's real hard to fuck me.
This random nigga from the club.
It take a lot for a nigga to fuck me.
Because you got a lot of dick being thrown your way. You got a lot of options.
Because I'm a mental person. I'm...
You're a sapiosexual?
And it's funny because I got an Uber here because my truck is in the shop getting the brakes done. And he was, I'd be losing my train of thought so goddamn quick. What the fuck? Oh, no, he was talking about, okay, I'm back. I'll be dancing and all this. And he's like, I'm pretty sure you got all type, you know, NFL play. I don't have all type of people mm-hmm. come, but money don't make me move. Like,
mm-hmm. And that's
and I can't
thinking.
Fake like you. Like, yeah. If I don't like you, I'm going to be like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to take me forever to text your ass back. You write me paragraphs and,
I will not respond.
Good morning, great queen.
No.
Do not fucking text my phone.
That's
good morning,
how,
girl.
That's how I feel you. About That's how I feel like
Grand
I
Rising. It's always the Grand Rising, niggas.
I don't know. It's just weird.
I say queen, but I say it ironically.
It's just weird now.
I just
want a date.
I don't ever please.
I just
want to
go
that
on a nice genuine date.
I take a good morning and I'm cool.
Yeah, good morning is cool, but
what's
good
up,
morning.
Bitch? That's why I'm going to start texting hoes. What's up, bitch? Good morning, bitch.
Good morning.
Top of the morning, hoes.
Yeah, you can say good morning to my favorite bitch. I'm going to be like, good morning, period.
I'm going to test it out. I'm going to test it out.
Good morning, babe. The fuck it is?
Then the text message start growing green.
I'm going to scream. I'm like, am I looking at what I'm looking at right now?
No, but seriously, though, like, I think that whole having multiple niggas thing, I get the people who do it because I've been there, done that, and I had a fucking blast. But now I'm just like, I don't have the energy. I just want to, right now in my life, I just want to feel some type of love and compassion. I want somebody to be there for me emotionally. And like, because I be on a run, like I'm here, I'm there, I'm here, I'm there. I got my kids. I got so much shit I got to do. I just want to lay up with a nigga like.
I think
not necessarily
why.
Fuck, but I need that.
That'd be the most intimate shit when you can lay
up. That's intimacy
to me. Like, if you can lay up and y'all like it's y'all like each other like that, but y'all just chilling. Y'all
just
chilling.
We just chilling. Like,
because I like to be at home playing the game. Me too. So if I'm laid up with you,
I'm a homebody.
If I'm laid up with you, when I could be playing this game,
yeah.
I think, because like my friends, you know, they city girls, and I think the reason why they have multiple like. You got the guy that feeds you, the guy mm-hmm. that fucks you good, mm-hmm. the guy that
take you on trips.
Shopping. Uh-huh. Like, it's a guy, like, they have a guy for
everything.
And it's like, damn, where is that? Like, I don't know. It's hard these days to find an all-in-one.
Yeah.
Is Atlanta a bad city to find love
now?
Hell
fucking yeah.
It's over for Atlanta? I need to.
It's been over.
I think so.
It's over.
I think social media, and then like we spoke before, like the women, they just chasing a bag, a nigga with a bag. Mm-hmm. The men, they chasing a bitch that's, I got the baddest bitch. This like, it's
or
all, it's not genuine
fucking.
No more.
It's all aesthetics.
Yes, yeah, it's for, yeah.
And I'm over it. And then I'm over the fact that like these dudes, like when they approach me, I mean, keep approaching me like this, but they just approach me like on some money type shit. And I don't like that. I really
don't.
Yeah,
me neither.
Like,
that is not the way to get me, baby.
When they approach you like, what? With money?
I take you out that job, girl. Let me
That's how they are. I'm a dancer. I hear it.
Had a guy, a millionaire. I hope he don't watch this. I'm not going to say his name. But he told me straight up like I haven't heard from him in a while, but when I talked to him, he was like, you ready to quit that job yet? I'm like, no.
When he asked you that?
It's so goddamn scary. The
other day. I know what it is.
He asked me,
yeah, I ain't doing
your
that.
Job mm-hmm. and move yeah. in. I'm
not
done mansion.
That. Not doing it
is
again.
Is it who I think it is?
It is who you think it is. But you want to quit your, you want to quit your job and move in this mansion and let me take care of you.
Do it.
And I'm like, what does that consist of?
Do it.
What are those relationships
consist
of? Draw
up this contract. What I said. I'm like, what does this even look like?
Yeah. He can give
you
a platform.
You do what the fuck he says when he says do it.
I get that, but my thing is.
And he gets to cheat. Why you got to be faithful?
I do my job because this is what I love to do. I don't do this because it pays my bills. Because if I was doing something that's paying my bills, I would still be doing bottle service. The fuck? I do this because.
This shit don't pay shit.
This is what I do this because this is what I love to do. I want to make people feel good by what I say, and I want to help other women or other girls who may be going through or went through what I went through. So I'm not doing this
and single fathers,
single moms, whatever. I'm not doing this for the bag part. So for you to
but
tell me
like
to
people
quit
don't realize
my job
that because
to do,
so many women are
to be a he literally said money, yeah. He literally said quit your job so you can travel around the world with me.
I do that with the job, nigga. You better check my Instagram. I've been a motherfucker
and I'm
9,
just like,
10 countries.
Yeah.
And you know, and that's what I mean. Like when guys like approach me on some money tip, like honestly, I don't really want that because I'm taking care of my bills on my own. I've always taken care of my, well, not at this moment, but I take care of my bills on my own. My entire life. Well, from 18 and up, yeah. I've been taking care of myself. When I had my daughter, I still was taking care of myself. Like, so me having a man that was going to like offer that off rip, that never really did anything for me. Granted, I do want a nigga with money, because why the fuck would I want to be with a broke right. nigga? But
I don't think anybody should want to be with anybody who can't support themselves.
Yeah, no.
I feel like that should be a standard.
I've been there,
yeah.
done that. It's a fucking headache. It's draining. They're especially depressed all day, then it comes out on me.
Yeah, like everybody in here is over 30. Ooh. And I used to be that type of person. I would see the memes online and like, if you date men with money, you just a hoe. And I'm thinking about it like, who the fuck would want to date somebody broke? Ooh. Like,
you're not gonna want to date nobody broke. You ain't gonna want to date nobody broke. But then again, there are the millionaire niggas. They do be wanting to.
Yeah,
they
don't
care. But you know what comes with that.
They do whatever the fuck they want to do, and you stay your ass here. And
so
as
somebody
who's
a certified lover boy, I don't want to control you, bitch. I want you to do your own thing.
Yeah. I want you to have your own life.
Yeah, I want you to have your own life.
I'm a lover too. I don't
want
to have to.
My dude, he's kind of like that. And we was talking. I was like, look, I'm gonna always keep my own income.
Yeah.
I can't do it. My mom was a stay-at-home wife for over 20-some years. When she left that marriage, it was four of us on my mom's side. When she left, she didn't have shit.
Didn't have shit, yeah.
Yeah.
I went and picked her ass up in a U-Haul. I drove from Georgia to Iowa, 14 mm-hmm. hours, and she just got whatever she had in the goddamn U-Haul and started her life over there.
And that's horrible. But
she devoted her whole life to him.
Right, no, I'm not doing
that.
Now, if I were to do something...
Stop working, because she didn't have to, but it's like... The end result, right. And I look at her.
That's where
up.
That, like, if women do decide to do that, that's why, like, you have to. You
have your own
to,
income. I stand
no,
firm
no, no,
on that.
No, not even that.
I
you
do.
Have to capitalize off of that. If you're dealing with this millionaire nigga, then you need to use his money to invest in a business. And I get what you're saying, but no.
But you know
no,
what? You have
no,
some
no,
people. I'm with no. you on that. But you have some people like them. They've been together for over 20-some years. So she never thought that they would
they
split
were
up.
Gonna break up.
Which yeah. you, which... I mean,
you shouldn't,
that. But yeah. you know, it's but, like
shit, shit happens.
But
worst
me,
case scenario,
yeah. So it's like me, I'm. Mm-mm.
But see, I
got to have my own.
Yeah,
and then shit, I want to spoil my nigga too.
Yeah,
right. Exactly.
Now, I'm like that. I
me
ain't want these girls who I ain't.
No,
what?
Me either.
I took a nigga to Egypt for his birthday.
Hello.
Not a nigga I was with for 5 years.
But. That's the thing. Girls ain't doing that same. Though. Like I'm gonna keep it a bean.
Because they
but
come.
That's the thing. I don't understand that. They say girls not doing that, but she's doing that. I'm doing that. Like
they just
I
not. You probably
y'all
not,
two girls out
not,
of 2 million.
But you're probably not.
No, that's not.
She ain't
but listen, let's be real too. It's the type of people.
Your
type of people you're running into. The people type people you're letting in your space, like, you know what I'm saying? The people like my angle, like, I'm in the strip club. These girls, they stand, I'm not spending a dollar on a nigga. They stand firm on that.
Yep.
It's all about me. No, bitch.
Who
it's okay. That? Like, just like the girls at my job, like, they're all like, I got all the money I gotta be spending on me. They not spending a dime on a nigga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I'll be feeling like relationships, man. I mean, I just be feeling like, it'd be like, I'm kind of taking place of like the dad. Like, if like I got to take care of my shit. I got to do all this stuff. It's like, me. Nothing that really empowered me. Like, sometimes we need to hear
other.
That compliment.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need to
that
get that gift and stuff like that. Because if you just taking everything from me, like, now I'm kind of resentful from you.
Yeah,
you
know it does.
Right
it
now,
start
and it's crazy you say that, because I'm starting to feel that, Ray, right? Now I feel like I didn't pour so much into somebody, and I don't got shit from it, like literally.
Yeah. I've been there, done that.
Like,
yeah.
I think at where I'm at now, and like who I'm dating now, I like the definite. Like, I really see, like, if a man wants to, he will. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm experiencing that now.
Okay, yeah.
Like you hear it, you hear the saying all that, but I'm really like, I'm dealing with it. Like,
that,
damn,
that's that's true though, because if I get with a woman who, like, you know, you get with a bitch that, like, ah, you just hit for a little bit, but if you get with a woman that you really want to lock in with, if you're not in that place in your life right at that moment, it make you want to start getting there. It make you want to start getting your shit together.
Yeah.
Shit, so niggas start going to the gym earlier. You get with the right bitch.
So what do you think? Do you guys think that it could ever change? Like the dating, like what will it take?
I think
for
it's gonna
people
get worse.
To actually date.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think we're gonna. I don't.
Just
I just gonna
get
worse.
Get worse.
Yeah,
it
I think social
on
media.
You, yourself, the type
I'm
of
scared.
Communication that
the access to people is crazy now. Like,
but I'm saying,
I don't
why
think
does
we're.
That matter. So.
Because people are socialized
people
on the internet. People are socialized on the internet.
They
now,
live
so
through that shit.
They think that
there's somebody if they have like certain people on their line or something. Like
absolutely.
That too. I done seen a bitch a trash can
those
and she finally got a man with money and that bitch start acting like she. I said, What happened to you? She started talking to me, Craig. I'm like, hold on.
That's all the validation she needs.
You got your first little boss man. Now you acting like you ain't like what?
She leveled up.
Yeah, I'm like, girl, that cheap ass.
Don't expect me to be delusional like you, bitch. Like,
I'm not gonna be unhappy.
It's either in you or it ain't. Shit, the fuck. Yeah.
I'm not finna be unhappy for the rest.
I have
of
a
my
question for you,
life.
Real quick. Sorry to change. So, like, with you being on TV and all that, do you feel like the relationships that you are like getting are genuine, or do you feel like people are chasing clout? Like, where you at with that?
I'm not really dating like that, to be honest with you. I feel like I, like, especially in Charlotte, like when I be kind of meeting people, everybody kind of had like a perception, because I was kind of like, I kind of got killed on the internet. So I feel like my perception is like, oh, I'm gonna play you. So like, honestly, I'm busy as hell. Like, I'm doing so much for work. So I don't even like try to get into that space, because people be expecting so much. Like, I got to kind of prove myself early. Mm. That honeymoon stage, it ain't like glorious for me. Like, I got to come like,
oh, you
got to
you overwork.
I
got
to
overwork.
I don't even feel like you came off like that on the show. Like, but like, again, or, like we talked about earlier, people are ignorant. They're not ignorant. Like,
everybody think I got hope, like from the show, everybody think I got multiple women, well, stuff like that.
I mean, I can probably see that.
Okay, I'm gonna say this.
You don't?
I don't.
I haven't seen chilling. The show. I haven't seen chilling. It. So,
oh, that's my
just,
favorite show. I watch every goddamn season.
I don't know shit. I don't know what the people saying.
I just think he
First day I met you, you didn't watch it, but you was like, yeah, I'll be hearing about you. You began.
I think he caught unnecessary heat.
Because Kodak, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't watch the show either.
No, but I'm saying like
you saw the TikTok.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So he like showed me that. But what I'm saying is
I felt like he was the highlight of the show. Yeah, he was your mother was too. I ain't gonna lie, when your mother was going in, boy, I felt that shit in my body.
Facts.
I said, God damn, mama. I was like, shit, she did her big one on that. Yeah.
Hold on a second. What were you about to say, JoJo?
I wouldn't be able to like judge you based off of anything. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't know. Like, so you wouldn't be working extra hard with somebody who
That is how sometimes it need
so
to be.
So it's like, do you only run into people who do know you or so whatever? Like, because your circle, obviously,
but you talking about Charlotte, like specifically in the city of Charlotte.
Well, long distance, so, man. So like, I could talk to a girl like long distance. Like, I got talk to a girl right now and stuff like that, and it's cool. But she's like, she has influence, so she kind of get it. Like, hey, like I didn't got killed on the internet and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so it's a little bit more like a little more understanding. But like regular girls, man, like they kind of look you up on the TikTok.
They
talk to your friend. Like, I remember, like, you know, girls would talk to me like, hey, like, you kind of got, when last place relationship that you got kind of got caught up with, you was on the Shade Room. I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, some people kind of move a little bit caution. Yeah. It's my job to articulate that, but I'm also not putting myself in that space in those rooms to be like, hey, like, I'm trying to be solid with you
That's definitely something that, you know, if you are somebody who has a little bit of influence, that's something that you experience. Like, a girl I was talking to talked about me on an interview earlier this year, and it affected something that happened later in the year. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, she was like, oh, are you da-da-da-da from this girl? You used to talk to this girl that was on this thing? I was like, yeah. Oh, so you're who she was talking about. Mm. Oh, shit. Like, what did you think about that moment?
Mm.
So then it's kind of like something to where it puts something in her head already before she even gets a chance to judge you for you.
Yeah.
Like, you only know what happened between me and that situation. But now that's already in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure
it's
people
television
probably
too,
judge
the way
me
they
based
edit
off of that.
Shit. Like, I'm like again, it's a mind thing. It's mindset. Like, definitely. A lot of shit be ignorant to me. Like,
nah, facts.
You don't know a person until you really, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but you'll be surprised what people be believing. They'll see something on TV and they'll run with it. That's
where you are. I get judged. Yeah. And I don't need, like, I'm not on no TV, but I get judged. Like, oh, you this. I'm like, I'm really not.
I get judged.
What you about to say, Georgia?
We go viral all the time. So a lot of stuff that I say.
You be letting that shit get you.
Not anymore. But I'm saying that to say, like, people be, like, they would judge me based off of something that I said because I say crazy shit.
Yeah.
But I be meaning it. But sometimes I be, like, talking as the woman I used to be, so that people can understand the perspective of where that girl was coming from.
But you also been doing this, we've been doing this shit together for so long. Like, we started doing this shit together in like 2021. So you not in the same place mentally that you were in 2021.
Right.
I'm not in the same place. So even though some shit, like even with the shit that popped up before, the old clip that popped up.
2019 shit
that
want to judge you based off of that. Like,
yeah, like,
ain't that, you the dude who?
Yeah, like,
you know. No, I'm not that person.
Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff's about perspective.
Yeah.
Like, you can say one thing, people hear a whole nother. Just like the shit we did when I talk about, remember the graping?
Oh, yeah.
They was coming for me.
In the context of the conversation, I get it. It makes
sense.
Yeah,
I get how it sounded, but it's like, yo,
this is your partner. Like,
yeah,
you, but
I
you,
can do
but
that.
You know, but you know what he would like. You're not gonna be like, oh, I did this to the first time. He didn't like it, but I kept doing it. Like,
right. So no, it's, that's not it's how about, it's about perspective.
It is about perspective. And I feel like it's also a good weave out process. Like, if you about to be judgy yep, off of hell.
Exactly.
Off of
one of those I things, was going like, to say that.
If you, ju- no like, if you judge me off what I tweet or what yeah, or my videos or that
the,
I put
the
online.
The trash taken out itself.
You don't even know the context.
Because sometimes I will word some shit a certain way just to get a certain reaction. Nigga, that's work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You going to judge me off that shit?
Yep.
Oh, shit. You not going to last too long around here.
Not at all.
But shit, man. Everybody got places to go, people to see. We've had a long conversation. Y'all motherfuckers is popping. I appreciate everybody that came and kicked it with your homie.
Of course.
Real Stallion on Instagram and TikTok.
Underscore Real Stallion.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to say the underscore.
Yeah, exactly. I bet you know. Underscore JoJo Alonzo. That page not even working no more. That's crazy.
This is a JoJo Alonzo page. That shit, they ain't posted since 2007 or some shit.
We got to flag that page. Yeah. Of course, Amanda with a bunch of U's and H's. The birthday girl, yes. Libra.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes, and of course, Clay.
Yes, sir.
How you pronounce your last name?
Grave Sandy. Grave Sandy. Clay okay. _ Grave Sandy.
Yeah, I know it's Gravesand.
Put a little twer to it, Gravesande.
Gravesande.
It's been
you all my life. Yeah, put an apostrophe.
It's a good soccer last name.
Yeah. Gravesande. Score, Gravesande!
You are funny.
Another episode with the homies, and we go.
Let's go. Mm.